Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Science of Yes with your hostess, Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. Each week, Pam will speak about the energy of yes and how you can use it to create an extraordinary, prosperous life that you will absolutely love. Pam has spent a lifetime building and leading transformational programs and is passionate about making abundance available for everyone who yes. Callers are welcome, and we invite you to like Pam's show before leaving the program. So open your heart, open your mind, and be ready to receive what is possible from your friend, the Yes Coach.
Hello and good evening. This is Pam Heath. I'm the Yes Coach, and welcome to my show tonight. Tonight we have a very special show. The show has an extraordinary guest tonight, and I want to tell you a little bit about this. I bet you wonder sometimes with regard to me being the Yes Coach and the Science of Yes, and here I am in this spiritual community, and what the heck am I doing here? Well, just so you know, as a life coach and a business consultant, I coach people from a very spiritual context, and most of my clients are very, very conscious professionals. I've invited one of my dearest friends. Her name is Rocio Kisling, and Rocio Kisling has a very extraordinary contribution to the planet. I wanted to share with you and have you hear from her because what she has done in the wake of all the turmoil and chaos and political unrest and natural disasters that are happening here in the world right now today in our current climate, Rocio has done something really special. She created Raising the Love Vibration in the World, and she created a Facebook page. And inside of that page, she began to encourage people to see the enlightenment that's available on a day-to-day basis with each and every one of us reaching out to touch the spiritual core of who we are to make a difference on the planet. So without any further ado, I'm going to let Rocio talk a little bit about what she's up to in raising the love vibration in the world. So here she is, Rocio Kisling. Welcome, Rocio, to the Science of Yes.
Here with you, and you know, you have a very special show that always brings a lot of positive and a lot of yes to people's lives. So it's always a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, kid, I'm really excited to have you too because I wanted you to tell us a little bit about what you're up to with raising the love vibration in the world and exactly what is it to raise the love vibration?
So I'm going to tell you, but first I'm going to tell you a little bit of the background of how it all came about. Because it came out of, you know, when we talk about love and we talk about love vibration, you know, there's many different types of love, you know, from romantic love to universal love, etc. And this whole raising the love vibration came out of a relationship in my past, which basically had a lot of love and a lot of pain. And after it was all done, you know, I basically asked myself, what did I get out of this relationship? And what I realized is that this individual helped me raise the love vibration, my own love vibration. And just like a mirror, all of a sudden I started seeing everything that we could do in the world if we are able to transform romantic personal love into global love and universal love. So that's a little bit how it was born. So I started in May this year, and it's basically about spreading love around the world, global love. And in the political and environmental and everything else era that we're in nowadays, I think it's something that it's essential because I think that communication is love. And if one day we're able to, like, you know, talk to each other at a global level in a way that it's out of universal love, I think that it will change every environment, including plants, including everything. So, that's how it was all born. And all of a sudden, you know, people started responding very, very keenly. I would post things on personal things that were happening to me that particular day, and really looking at how can I shift the circumstance that is happening to me right now into raising the love vibration in the world. So that's how I got my inspiration. So,
yes, it's really amazing because your inspiration led to you creating a Facebook page and then sharing with people on that Facebook page. I think it was May you started it?
Yes.
And from May, I don't know if it was the beginning of May.
It was May 22nd, actually, in an airport, and it was right after what happened in England, you know, with this concert. I think it was Grande, I forget her name, that was having a concert in England, and there was, you know, it was full of teenagers, and there was an explosion. And I was at Heathrow Airport coming back to Los Angeles, in London, and it was very negative, and people were desperate, and they were, you know, and I was thinking, oh my God, what could we do to raise the love vibration in the world such that this doesn't happen, and that we're actually able to communicate, you know, that we're actually able to communicate with each other instead of having to, you know, put a bomb to be heard, in other words.
Yes, exactly. And from May 22nd until now, with you posting about raising the love vibration and everything that you're putting on the fan page, how many followers do you have?
So at this point, I think we have close to 11,500 followers on the page.
11,500 followers who want to raise the love vibration.
I mean, it's all about, you know, spreading love around the globe by fulfilling our fundamental right to be happy. And we do it one person at a time through conscious communication and active engagement. So we're at the conscious communication stage. We're not at the active engagement just yet, but we will get there.
Can you give us an example of the kinds of things you posted? I mean, I'm really clear that you've started something phenomenal, that people got inspired by something, that they would jump on there and follow it and actually, you know, share everything that's on there and share with people who shared with people who shared with people, and now you have a global community who want to raise the love vibration. What kind of things do you post on there?
You know, I post about freedom, for example, or about, you know, how-tos and the things I use in my daily life. So one that I can think of, one of the first ones that I talked about was about the power of letting go. You know, so that pertains to our personal life, to things at work, to other human beings, and, like, what that provides when we let go, what, you know, what space we're in and what we're able to offer. So then from there, you know, basically letting go of anger, reminding ourselves, you know, how important it is to have courage to continue, et cetera. So it's very positive, but it's very personal to me, which is something that I think part of the reason why people are responding so well is because it's very personal. It's not like in a book or it's not a description. It's really things that are lived every day. And I think that people can really identify themselves with them. And, you know, I get comments and people kind of like telling me, why didn't you post today? You know, we haven't heard from you in a few days. Where are you? Are you still there? People that, you know, you made my day. I mean, things that are, you know, it's about all a little bit along the lines of your yes coaching, because it's all about developing an attitude of gratitude. So it's an attitude of gratitude that rather than taking everything in our lives for granted. So just being present to that, and that's one of the posts that I spoke about. You know, I also, you know, posted, you know, every time there's a natural disaster, basically I post something interesting in that respect. You know, I posted one about, you know, Irma and the earthquake in Mexico and how Gaia, our Earth, is like a way of seeing it, is like a cry for help from the Earth telling us, you know, can you please just take care of me? I'm taking care of you, but you can't hear me, so let me show you. you know, so just looking at different ways of raising the love vibration and being in the flow.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. So, you know, in terms of the conversations that you're having, what can you just a little bit about what would you like to see happen when people raise the love vibration? What are you up to with this?
So what I would love, I mean, the ultimate goal, I think, you know, it's something that evolves as we go because new things show up, we learn new things, we are present to different circumstances, we become, you know, I find myself to reflect on things that weren't even present before in my life. So ultimately what I would like is that through raising the love vibration, we can have a global movement that in every country, you know, there is always somebody or someone that is making sure that communication exists between government, between the people, in communities, in schools, in families, at all levels, with ourselves, etc. So, you know, building a network of people, which, you know, right now we have people that are interested in doing it in Spain. There's something, you know, I did this program called Landmark Education, and I did a course called the Team Management and Leadership Program, and Team India, which I think there's, I don't know if it's 5,000 of them, they want to participate. They're asking me, how can we participate? Ram, you put yourself on hold.
Hello?
I'm here.
Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah. Sorry, I heard some music there in the background.
Oh, no worries.
Okay, so yeah, that's the ultimate goal, you know, is that there's great communication, therefore love is present at all times, and that we can tell each other as human beings what we need to say without, you know, without having to have a war to be heard or having to have an earthquake or a hurricane, but that we can actually, you know, elevate the vibration, the love vibration. We have everything else. That's the one missing link that we have. So that's my ultimate goal, you know, to spread the word and make sure that there's networks. And maybe we can do once a year, you know, like they have a peace day, we could have a day that, you know, raises the love vibration, that everybody's aware of what's possible.
If everybody was aware of what's possible and actually raising the love vibration, is there a way we can channel that energy to make a difference in everything that's going on right now, like an Earth Day? We could have a Raising the Love Vibration Day or something we could do to leverage 11,000 people across the world wanting to raise the love vibration.
Yes, we could have a global day. We could have different conferences, you know. There's many places, Madrid, Spain, just had a conference, not exactly on raising the love vibration, but very similar, you know, complementary kind of like premise. And so ultimately what we could have is we could have workshops around the world. We could gather people, you know, create a little bit what our friend Vishen created for Mindvalley Academy, you know, to create something that is available for people in their own communities, in their own families, and in their own lives.
That would be wonderful indeed. And in raising the love vibration, is this something that you think is internal, or is this something that people can tap into by connecting to you and your community?
Well, I think that every human being has the potential to tap into their own source, you know, and it's interesting because, you know, we always talk about how the brain, you know, we only utilized, I don't know, 2% of the brain, or I forget the exact number. And I have it that we utilize 0.1% of our heart. So I think that every human being has the potential to really tap into it. Fortunately, there's a lot of noise out there. So what our community does, it's kind of like a pathway to be able to connect with your source, you know, whichever way that looks like. So I think that our community thrives on inspiring and in, you know, opening pathways to connect at that level. So it's internal, but therefore it has an external effect. Once we connect, sorry. I don't know if that answered your question.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I think the thing that I'm most struck by, if you go onto Facebook and do a search for raising the love vibration, that's how they find this page, correct?
Correct.
So one of the things that I am struck by, if you want to go to that page and take a look, are the images that you post with your communications. The images are so beautiful and so aesthetic. It's like you are actually raising the love vibration by the images that you select. What actually goes through your mind as you're selecting those images? They're really remarkable. I mean, this is a radio show, so people can't see what I see when I look at that page. But if you search for Raising the Love Vibration on Facebook, you will find this page, and it is remarkable. Can you talk a little bit about some of your favorite images that you've selected?
Yeah, for me, you know, for example, the eyes are really important, and I'm a very visual kind of a person. So for me, images are key. I think they're also an entry point. And oftentimes, images, I'm a visual person, so for me, images and aesthetics really inspire me. So, you know, there's like a lotus flower that it's almost like, you know, raising and exploding. And it's a beautiful image that I love. There's a lot of images of hearts, of different interpretations of hearts, hearts in nature, hearts in urban areas, etc. Then there's also a lot of images in nature and a lot of eye images. So it's a little bit, you know, I look at the image oftentimes and then I get inspired and from the image I start writing. So the image is key for me, and I go through a lot of trouble. You know, I put in keywords, and I look for images very carefully that inspire me, and I store them, and then I go through my album, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to write about this today, and I pick the image, and then I post it. So that's a little bit the process that I go through. There's a lot of images of space, of the universe, that are phenomenal. Then there's very simple images of drawings from that look almost like a drawing from a little child that totally, totally, you know, mirrors what I want to talk about that day. So it's the images are phenomenal. I think they're a lot better than what I write, quite frankly.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, it's a combination of everything, you know, to be honest. It's a combination of image with inspiration with whatever goes into it. Because we're still at the stages of, you know, information. We haven't really set any events yet or anything else, which is that is step two.
Yes. And, you know, also, too, with regard to, you know, raising the love vibration in the world, there really is, it reminds you, you know, of the 70s and, you know, all you need is love and put a little love in your heart. It really is reminiscent of the days when people were offering love and flowers and smiley faces. It almost seems corny.
Yeah, and you know what's so interesting? It's also what's really interesting, too, is that it was also a very political era at that time. You know, Vietnam and all these things and human rights and so on and so forth. And all this, like, racial tension also. I mean, a little bit before the racial tension. The only reason why I'm bringing it up is because I had the pleasure of being with a woman called Dolores Huerta last week, who was a huge activist in the 60s. And in my world, she was raising the love vibration, though it didn't seem that way at the time. And now, just like, you know, you say that it reminds you of the 70s, raising the love vibration, our political climate is a little bit like it was in the 60s, 70s, you know, where there's tensions that weren't there for a while, and now they came back, you know, strong and so on. So I think that we're all, at a global level, really shifting and being conscious that, you know, it's like love is missing in our life, in our world.
Yes.
And it does sound corny, except that when you really feel it and you're in that space, it's quite phenomenal. Everything is just one, you know, I don't know. Just a phenomenal way of living and a phenomenal way of, it's a phenomenal stand in face of anything that happens.
Got you. Got you. You must be very proud.
I am very proud of the team of people that I have around me, and I'm very grateful for all the people that have inspired me to write this page. And you're actually one of them because, you know, I mean, with your whole stand around the yes and the yes coaching and so on and so forth, it has been an inspiration for me to do this. So, yes, I'm proud of what we've been able to accomplish. Of course, I'm one of those people that I'm like, oh, my God, but we have so much to do still. But I stay positive, and I am proud of how far we've come in such a short amount of time.
Yes, it is a very short amount of time. I mean, I realize from May to September, it's very quickly gained, you know, some very major feat. And right now at 11,500, you know, followers, you've got quite a community, and it's not just the United States. It's global, isn't it?
Yes, it's global. And what's interesting, yeah, we're almost at 11,800. I'm just checking. Basically, what's interesting is that there's a lot of, it's global. There's a lot of people in the United States. There's people, a lot of people in Central America. Because another interesting thing that happened to me is that I was writing these posts in English, and I was asked if I could also write them in Spanish. And people keep on asking me, is it possible to have them in Spanish? Because we would like to understand them. Then I had somebody the other day that asked me from Israel if I could translate to Hebrew, and I kind of showed them how to do it themselves while they look at the post.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting because, yes, it's a global community, and I think we're, I have to look it up, but we're definitely in the 5 continents. Maybe not Australia yet, but that's the beauty of the Internet, you know? It's like humanity meets technology. I love that about the Internet and about technology.
It's amazing, isn't it? It's something that, you know, in my youth, we didn't have the Internet. And now, you know, the Internet has become such a highway, a connection for everybody to touch each other. And so very quickly, I mean, in an instant, you know exactly what's going on everywhere. I mean, when Hurricanes Harvey and Irma hit, we actually were getting live feed via the Internet from people's phones.
Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable that there was a time when we would hear about earthquakes and tornadoes, and we'd have to hear it on the news, and we'd be lucky if a news crew was able to get down there and show us pictures. Now people can whip out their phone and show us instantly everything that's going on. It's just a brave new world.
Yeah, and you can create a movement much faster than ever before in history because of all the mediums that we have, right? So, you know, in the case of raising the love vibration, the tools that we have today are phenomenal, and we can really spread it quickly. You know, this is something that I do on my spare time, that I do, you know, usually when I go to bed in the evening, it's kind of like my moment.
Mm-hmm.
But I can only imagine if, you know, I dedicated my life to doing this only, what it would look like.
Mm. Yeah, well, what I can see, what's available and what you're creating is a context for people to raise the love vibration versus raising the you know, the anger, hate, mongering vibration that seems to be emanating from the media. And it's unbelievable to me how many people are so upset and so negative about our politics and certain individuals who are in political office and the things they say. People are ending their relationships with family and friends because of division and how they believe politically things should be going. It really is something that makes you think of the prophecies in the Bible and the things that people have said about the time of the end. And when you come out with the raising the love vibration, just something you took on Facebook, on a whim, really.
Really.
And suddenly the world responds. This is not just California or Southern California or even the United States. It's a global conversation that you've started. You know, a businesswoman, an entrepreneur, a conscious professional, but an ordinary person, suddenly touched a chord that had people all over the world respond and demanding more. Like, you can go quiet for a couple of days and they're like, where are you? More, please. It's a remarkable thing. How does it humble you to understand that in just one motion, you actually cause such a global stir?
It totally humbles me because I'm thinking, you know, I feel responsible to, I'm still not at the stage where I'm like, oh my God, you know, I have a huge responsibility because at this point there's 11,000 people plus that are going to be reading something. And for me, the idea that we can turn a story that is dark in the world nowadays and turn it positive and turning how it is an access to raising the raising the love vibration in the world, it's really motivating and very humbling, and it's very amazing how people respond. The comments, you know, like, what can we do next? Oh, my God, are you a robot? Are you real? Who are you? And nobody knows particularly that it's me, by the way, and I'm going to start having contributions, and I do post contributions from other people, you know, that are interesting, so that it doesn't become like a blog. I want that it's more like a global community. It is very humbling, and it's very fulfilling, and it's very joyful.
It is, isn't it? I know I get joy every time I go on there and see what currently is happening on there. And you know, when I think about, you know, what's available in raising the love vibration in the world and having people actually start to create for themselves whatever is personal for them in that realm, that it can reach out, not just, you know, raising the love vibration in the world, but raising the love vibration for yourself. Don't you think?
What was that? What did you say, sorry?
Raising the love vibration, not just in the world, but starting with yourself.
Yeah, that's key. I mean, if we are not able to raise the love vibration within, it's impossible to raise it in the world. Because it's kind of like people that want peace in the world, but that have zero peace inside. So for me, it was a trigger from the outside that really helped me launch my own raised vibration, which I took kind of for granted. And then I realized that to live from that space is just phenomenal. It's very, very, very powerful. And it is a very fulfilling place to stand, in the sense that everything becomes possible.
Anything is possible, and that's my philosophy that I
share
with everybody about the science of yes. And it's one of the reasons why raising the love vibration is so appealing to me, because for me, when I relate to, you know, it's kind of like, in a way, you're battling against evil in the world or negativity in the world with love. And it kind of reminds me a little bit of Wonder Woman. At the end, you know, Wonder Woman is just fantastic, the whole movie and the way they, you know, told the story. But at the end, when she really distinguished that love was the axis for it all and the powerful thing that would control and defeat evil, in a way, that's basically what you're doing. You know, you're kind of like Wonder Woman, showing up with the bracelets and saying, okay, there's evil in the world, there's negativity that's abounding, let's raise the love vibration, and clack, clack, and, you know, there you are. Giving people the way, the sign, how to have the love vibration, you know, resonate for everyone. And that's what appeals to me so much. And it's one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on the show, because I think that what you're presenting is an opportunity for a global conversation for what it takes to bring love and to bring love in spite of whatever is already there and have the vibration that resonates in the energy of the world resonate from love.
What was that last part? Sorry, Pam.
So the energy of the world right now, one could say, is not necessarily coming from love.
Right.
There's a lot of hate mongering and just a lot of negativity being generated, specifically in America.
I think worldwide.
You know,
I think in the Middle East. I think everywhere, you know, there's a lot of negativity. And that's why I think it is really timely to raise the love vibration, you know, in the world.
And I think that, you know, it's just starting out for you. I mean, you're just getting started, but I think that you're onto something here. I think that you've tapped into something. It's kind of like, I love to share with people the quote that from Einstein, that, you know, if the universe resonates with energy and you resonate on the same frequency, that you can do anything you want to do. and you can create anything you want to create, and that it's not philosophy, it's physics.
Yeah, I love that. That's so, like, right on, like you would
exactly.
say.
Exactly. It's like if the universe is resonating on a certain level or a frequency, then what you need to do is resonate on that frequency. And if you can create this vibration of love, then the universe will resonate at love, and then anything's possible.
That's right. But it definitely, to your point, starts within. If not, it's pretty impossible. You know?
Yes, exactly.
It starts within. It starts with, I think, having compassion for oneself and knowing that wherever we're at, it's like we have that potential and that that's our true essence as human beings. And as women, we have an additional advantage, I have it, because we give life. So that's one of the privileges of being a woman, you know. So I think it's just phenomenal.
It is. It is phenomenal. And I think you're phenomenal for creating it. And I'd love to see it go further. I'd love to see more people who are interested in raising the love vibration support you and jump on board the love vibration train. So once again, we're speaking with Rocio Kisling, who has created a Facebook page called Raising the Love Vibration. And it's intended for you to join this global community of people who want to raise the love vibration in the world versus getting caught up in the chaos and the negativity that's going on globally right now. If you'd like to speak to her, you can call in and ask any question you want to ask. This is a very profound communication here, and you might have something you want to contribute. So if you'd like to call in, feel free to call in now and ask any question. The number is 323-642-1207. And is there anything else that you might have a request of or say to the people who are listening who have not yet joined the community?
Yes, I would love them to join and take a look. And see if they want to follow and if they want to like the page after they take a look at what is the page about. You know, the more the merrier. I think this is the kind of community that goes one person at a time, and that's an additional individual that we've made a difference with. So I would love them to come and check it out, and it's raising the love vibration in the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what other things do you have in mind for the future for the Raising the Love Vibration community?
So, yeah, we were talking a little bit about that before, but one of the things that we have in mind is, like, you know, to join forces with other global initiatives that are along these lines and where we can create events together. You know, ideally you would have people that you know, there's many people, a lot more people than we think that are raising the love vibration in the world. So, you know, the idea of creating a global event, an annual event, where, you know, we have individuals that are willing to talk through these different technologies, you know, to the world about how to raise the love vibration, that's one of the goals that would be phenomenal. I mean, then, you know, there's always other mediums, but I think those, the live events are phenomenal. I think also, you know, online courses, you know, what you do, Pam, raises the love vibration in the world, you know, being a yes coach. So, you know, the how-tos and, you know, practices that we have in the morning or in the evening that could, you know, help us with our love vibration and raising our love vibration. So that's another goal that we have. And, yeah, that's a couple of things that I can think of right now.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely as perfect. And you're right, you know, raising the love vibration is a very personal and specific thing that you can take on a daily basis for yourself by starting with how you relate to yourself, loving yourself, giving yourself permission to be, you know, great and knowing who you are and the contribution you are on the planet. And whatever spiritual practice you have, to include that in your prayers and in your thoughts and in your meditation, that you are making a difference with other human beings when you offer them the opportunity to raise the love vibration. And around the world, you know, when we look at everything that's happening, not just the political climate, but the natural disasters that we're dealing with, the hurricanes, the earthquakes, you know, that are happening right now, that you can still generate and still resonate with love and have the vibration of love carry you through. And if you are feeling the pinch and you know that it's getting you down and you know that you're reaching for something and you want something to make a difference for you, I invite you to go to Facebook and do a search on Raising the Love Vibration and go on to there and join that community and let your voice be heard. If you have any contribution, your contribution is welcome. Just make sure you check in and join Raising the Love Vibration on Facebook. You want to make sure that you join. It is a private community, but it is 11, over almost 12,000 strong right now, and it's fairly new, and we haven't got anything started yet with regard to events, but those are coming down the pike very soon. Is there anything else that you want to tell our listeners tonight, since we're raising the love vibration and letting the world be known that you are starting this movement?
So one of the things that I want to say is that what helped me raise my own love vibration in the world was the fact of having compassion for myself and forgiving myself, because one of the things that happens a lot in human beings is that our self-critic kicks in, and it's really hard to raise the love vibration in the world if there's so much conflict inside about that. So one of the things that I want to tell the listeners tonight, first of all, I want to thank you for inviting me, and this has been phenomenal. But I want to say that it takes a lot of compassion to start having this conversation with self. And notice how much we put ourselves down and how much we think, oh, no, it's not that special, and what a lack of integrity we have inside of compassion with ourselves, when what we're really trying to do is to have compassion at a global level. So it's really important to start within and to start with compassion for self. That's one of the things that I wanted to make sure that the listeners get.
Yes, that is important, to have compassion for yourself and room for yourself wherever you're at. You can make a difference. So I think that's important as well. I'm also struck by, you know, what you said earlier about different people wanting to make contributions to the page. What sort of contributions are you willing to take on?
Any contribution, you know, that you want to post something on the show, on the page, any, you know, we obviously have to look at them before we post, because you can't post directly. I mean, whatever you would like to post, whatever contribution you want to have to this community is great, and we're super happy about it. We just have to, you know, clear it first. And we're open to any sort of contribution. At this point, there's no real material contribution just yet, because we don't have the plans as far as a global event and so on and so forth. That will come in the future. But the contributions we are taking in today very keenly is any contribution to this conversation. So any contribution any individual wants to give to this conversation is greatly appreciated and welcomed.
That is so beautiful. So, and, you know, again, if you go to Facebook and search for Raising the Love Vibration, you want to join this community, that's available to you. Just post and click on there that you want to join, and you'll be added. And remember that as a global community, Raising the Love Vibration is an invitation to join a global community that is actually looking to create what's possible in the world inside of positivity and love. So raise the love vibration for yourself. Also, if you'd like to ask any questions and call in, you can feel free to call in at 323-642-1207. If you want to ask anything of me, you can write to me at my email address, pamheath@yescoachforyou.com. That's Pam, P-A-M, Heath, H-E-A-T-H, at yescoach. The number 4 and the letter U.com. Pam Heath at yescoachforyou.com. And as we're starting to wrap up the show, I just like to say that part of being powerful in life is the understanding that there is something spiritual that you can connect to. I invite all of you to actually create for yourself a higher power that you can reach for, that you look to when you're down or and out or depressed or upset or not in control in any way, shape, or form. You know, you want to have a spiritual connection. If you, you know, don't have that, I'm not speaking about going to church every week or pushing religion on you. I'm speaking about the inner core of yourself and having a spiritual connection that you reach to that you, helps keep you calm, helps keep you serene, and helps keep you focused and level throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the month, throughout the year. If you don't have that, if you're not able to connect to something spiritually, then it's a big missing in your life. Joining us here at the New Age Guild at Spirit Talk Radio is one way you can connect spiritually. I know a lot of my listeners are on the East Coast. It really amuses me that they're 3 hours ahead, and since my show is at 9 p.m., I'm talking to people who are listening to me after midnight. I realize that for some of you, this is like an exercise in insomnia, but this can be an actual opportunity for you to connect spiritually to what's happening around the world. Raising the love vibration is one of the things that I offer you as an opportunity to connect spiritually. No matter what you're dealing with in your life, and I know there's a lot to deal with these days, there's, you know, poverty, there's many people who are so, you know, brought low that they're homeless. There's just so much going on, and the people who have lost everything in Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma and the different national, disasters that are going on. If you have a spiritual connection, you can resonate powerfully with something that's higher and more powerful than you are yourself individually. So I invite you to reach out, to connect, to belong to a community that's raising the love vibration. And if you do that, even in the face of whatever you might be dealing with, in the face of upset, in the face of distress, resentment, anger, if you raise the love vibration, if you tap into that inner energy, you can have access to powerful possibilities. You can have access to love. And if you don't believe me, that's okay. Just try it. Before you deny it, try it. So we're on today with Rocio Kisling, and we're raising the love vibration. And Rocio, is there anything else there for you to say about raising the love vibration?
There's so much I could say. I mean, I could talk about it for hours, really. No, I just think it's, you said it really well, which is, that it's an opportunity for people to tap into something that is bigger than themselves. You know, it's spiritual for sure, but not too spiritual where you're in woo-woo land, you know, where it's more like spiritual inside of, you know, regular life and people that are living in society, having a job, having to deal with family, having to deal with the news, having to deal with the environment, having to deal... You know, and it's a little bit stepping out of our own little petty life and looking at the bigger picture. And it's a different perspective. So I think that it's an opportunity for people to really jump and step into a different dimension.
It is, really. It is a different dimension. And it's a familiar dimension for me, because when I look at that page, and I'm struck so by the images, your eye for imagery. I think that is the most effective part of what calls out from that Facebook page is the imagery.
Yes.
It's all about the individual connecting.
Mm-hmm.
It's all
and
about
it takes a split second. You know, that's the beauty of it.
Yes, absolutely.
It takes a split second. It's that shift in, like, and all of a sudden, boom, you're there and you're connected and you're like, anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
And every circumstance in life becomes not unimportant, but not significant. So important, but, you know, not significant. And also, it becomes as a to-do which is, you know, whether we do X or Y, it doesn't really matter, because there's a deeper layer that we can go to and that makes perfect sense as human beings. So, you know, it really helps to live life, I think. It's
yes.
a good option.
Yes, that's wonderful. It really is. It really is. Well, we've got a few more minutes before we end. Is there anything else that's there? I mean, you said you could talk for hours, and I can get that because there's so much available when, you know, the whole conversation about love and vibrating the world and community. It's just rich with possibility. But say a little bit more about what you're intending with this.
So what I'm intending is to really create a conversation of what's possible inside of love and universal love. Because ultimately, I think that I was talking a little bit earlier about the brain versus the heart. People get confused with feelings versus global love. You know, so it's not about feeling something, it's more about connecting with our source. And I think that page, this page on Facebook, through imagery, through the postings, through other people's contributions, and hopefully sound one day maybe, you know, it really helps people to connect. So I think that where we're at right now, at all levels, environmental, political, social, you know, there's a lot going on. Basically, standing in this place could really give us the opportunity to move forward 100 years, you know, in conversation. And with everything else we already have, if we're able to combine both, I can't even fathom what's possible. You know, if we're able to combine technology and humanity, as we were saying, you know, affect billions of people inside of a conversation like this one of global love, I think there would be no more wars. It would just be something from, you know, prehistorical ages.
Mm.
Like that civilization used to communicate that way, but we now communicate through universal love. I know it sounds very utopic, but I really believe that, you know, it's possible.
It is possible. Anything is possible.
Because plus we're born with that, you know. I mean, there's
yes.
no separation when we're born. We're just one with everything. And it's interesting, you know, because I have a friend who had a near-death experience not too long ago, and she was telling me that just like when we're born, that everything is one, there's no separation between the world and us as individuals, as human beings. She said that in that near-death experience where she was gone for a few minutes, that basically everything was one. She was part of everything and anything. And that to me was very inspiring, because I think that civilization eventually will get there. You know, we're just evolving. And history repeats itself until we don't really learn, and then it continues a little bit. And I think that any human being that is, like, doing anything to raise the love vibration in the world in whichever shape or form is somebody to really, you know, work with, because ultimately it brings so much joy, peace of mind, individually and globally, that if we were really present to it, I don't think we would doubt it for a second. We just get really busy with lifing, you know, what I call lifing, our little lives in general.
Yeah, I got you. It is lifing. And life's, and it does it on a daily basis, and it
mm-hmm.
has no.
But we,
you know,
do have a choice.
Yes, we always have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And your choice is to raise the love vibration and have everything resonate with love. And I'm enrolled in that. I want to jump on that bandwagon. That's the thing for me, like in the movie Wonder Woman, when she said that at the end, I really get that that's what distinguishes us as human beings, is this capacity, this incredible capacity for love.
Mm-hmm.
It is a major difference that we can come from that, and it's what defines us as human beings. Myself, personally, I'm just blown away by raising the love vibration and how quickly it caught on, and and the power of the human spirit when I can't remember the exact quote, something about when something wants to happen, you know, it's like a domino effect. You brought this imagery and the whole world caught on to it without a whole lot of prompting from you. It was just a pay it forward kind of, this person shared and that person shared, and the next thing you know, the community is almost 12,000 strong, raising the love vibration in the world. And this is just the beginning. You know, we're just getting started here. And I, for one, you know, wanted to share it with my listeners, and also, too, to have people recognize that you, too, can make a difference wherever you are and whatever you're up to. If something's not right or if something's not working, you, too, can make a difference. Just tap within to the spiritual core of you and raise the vibration into a field of love. And coming from love, anything is possible.
Absolutely. Anything is possible.
It's really beautiful, actually, when you think about it, that we have this ability to reach out and touch people globally now in an instant.
Yes, that's the beauty. You know, there's a university, actually, in Northern California, that's their premise, you know, like technology meets humanity. And it's like, how can you affect, you know, 7 billion people in 5 years? What can you do? So, you know, with that power of spreading the word comes a big responsibility also. You know, it's like, and luckily, you know, most of what is spread in the world through technology is positive. I would say, of course, there's a lot of negative, but ultimately there's a lot more positive than negative, I think. And I think that it's a medium that it's only getting sharper, faster, better. And by being able to tap into this fundamental right that we have to be happy is, you know, it's very powerful that we can actually share it with others and that it resonates back to us, kind of like it echoes back to us, like a mirror effect.
Yeah.
Like I'm your better you kind of a thing.
Yes, exactly. Mm. It really is. And, you know, I'm struck a little bit by, you know, the responsibility of it, you know, because in a way you've got 12,000 people waiting for you to tell them what to do.
Yeah, I don't know if it's to come up to what to do, but I try not to see it like that, and maybe I'm not present to the actual responsibility. I'm more like, I see them more like, give me more, tell me more, I want to know more. Not like, tell me what to do, but more like, where are you? You know, how come you haven't talked today? And the beauty of it all is that they don't know it's me.
Right,
you know, I do
exactly.
not operate under name, so they don't know if it's a woman, a man. You know, they don't know if you're pretty, if you're ugly, if you're fat, if you're thin, if you're successful, if you're not. They just know that it's, you know, a community where there's people writing about how to raise the love vibration in the world. So I really invite you listeners to come and visit the page on Facebook and tell me what you think.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Thank you so much, Pam.
Thank you so much. So we've been listening to Rocio Kisling speak about raising the love vibration in the world. If you go on Facebook and search for Raising the Love Vibration, is it Raising the Love Vibration in the World? Is that the title?
Yes, Raising the Love Vibration in the World.
Raising the Love Vibration in the World on Facebook. You can request to join the community. And just before we end, I just want to again invite you. We're on Blog Talk Radio for the spiritual Spirit Talk community. And if you like and follow us, it gives the message to Blog Talk Radio that you want more of what we're presenting. It's kind of like when you like a Facebook page, you're a follower of that page. If you follow us here at Blog Talk Radio, you're liking us and you're letting Blog Talk Radio know you want more of this, you know, what we're presenting. So follow us here on Blog Talk Radio, the Science of Yes show. Go to Facebook and join the community of Raising the Love Vibration. What else can I tell you to do? I'm feeling bossy tonight. You also want to contribute as much as you can to your love vibration wherever you are in the world, make sure that you're somebody who's connecting spiritually. Connecting spiritually is very important. If you come to the New Age Guild website, that's newageguild.com, you'll see a lot of people there that are very, very extraordinary practitioners of transformation and New Age work, psychic mediums, tarot readers, you know, wellness and nutritionists and beauty coaches, people who are available to support you in being the best you that you can be. The New Age Guild is the cutting edge. We're just growing now. We're becoming a directory of where your go-to place for your guru spiritual connection. It's a wonderful opportunity that you can find rather than search for transformational and New Age practitioners. There's a directory there for whatever state you're in, whatever you're looking for, you can find it at the New Age Guild. The New Age Guild is the host of Spirit Talk Community on Blog Talk Radio, and they make this show and all the other shows Monday through Sunday 24/7 that are available for you to access. So this is Pam Heath, the Yes Coach, and we are on The Science of Yes. We've just been talking with Rocio Kisling, who for the first time people are learning she is the woman behind the raising the love vibration in the world. And there's more to come, so stay tuned. Join the community and look out for what we are going to be expecting, big things from raising the love vibration, because that's exactly what's wanted and needed on the planet today, is to raise the love vibration. And one of the last things that I want to offer you as a someone who does everything in my power to empower people and leave them inside the science of yes, is that wherever you're at, whatever you're dealing with, whether you're someone who's just been, you know, inside one of these incredible hurricanes that has devastated so many people, or whether you were involved in an earthquake, or whether you're just plain, you know, stuck somewhere, upset, or in a negative space, understand that you have access to anything you want in life by altering your mindset, by tapping into your spiritual connection to a higher power. You are not alone in this game called life. You have support, and I promise you, anything that you're dealing with in your life, anything that's upsetting you or impacting you or obstructing you from what you're up to, can be dealt with by raising the love vibration and by resonating in the science of yes. Thank you. Bye-bye now.